He has more friends than just the other Eds, and they're like, "Guys, we have friends! We have friends!"
Great.
And it's, oh, so you know, good. As
I
like
got voice turn as well. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's I've watched a lot of fucking Oda Nodi. but yeah, it was like as a kid when you watch that, it is such a satisfying conclusion because the whole time it's like these Eds were getting their asses kicked like by these kids, you know, they were getting into fights with them every fucking episode. They were doing their best, of course, but it's like they kept getting into like the wrong kind of like problems every episode.
But they like would nearly be friends, and then something would tear it apart and it'd all just fall
in. Yeah, and then it's like, dude, like at the end of that was like so satisfying. I think Eddie's brother actually like the Canker Sisters show up.
Yeah, and the Canker Sisters show up and like kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, they like go. They go into like the one of the shitty trailers he's in, and then they just beat the shit out of him in there.
Holy shit.
And I was like, yeah, it's a satisfying ending.
That's great.
And then yeah, I mean, that there were no more episodes after that. It was just, you know, the Eds made friends, and that was it. Like, and this Anon is saying no, they butt fucked him. Yeah, they probably did, but like, we're not gonna focus on that.
Trailer trash for you.
This Anon says he lost interest in Ed and Eddie when the school episode started. See, I think that's interesting because I actually really like those episodes.
I never even watched them. It's just I think that might actually be a British networking sort of thing where they weren't shown in consecutive order or anything, which might be why.
That might have been the case. Yeah.
Cartoon Network had a lot of good stuff. I liked Codename Kids Next Door a lot.
Great.
The cartoon with the biggest lore in cartoon history.
For real. Absolutely. Like, when you find out that the nice kids from down the lane, like the antagonists, are actually like fucked up by their abusive parents and like hypnotized or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like some crazy shit. Dougal, I bet you liked Courage the Cowardly Dog a lot. Yes. Courage the Cowardly Dog was awesome.
Courage the fucking horror shit. Show.
As well. There's a lot of episodes with that in Courage where there was a lot of episodes. I remember the Junkyard one where they actually nailed the horror element because you're hearing all these spooky noises and they went full in. It was all show don't tell because they were just hearing all these noises in the scrapyard and were getting in their heads that it was like aliens and all this kinds of shit because Ed watches horror films and such and wanted to go see them in the cinemas.
Yeah, I remember that. And then they pretended to be like spacemen with laser guns and shit.
In the bus.
It's a very very imaginative, like just based on like being dumb kids in like a quarry or some shit. Like it's just them fucking around.
Like a lot of cartoons from that era really got away with a lot of good horror shit, and it was a lot of the themes as well of horror. It wasn't just shock value or anything like that. Like stuff that would stick with the kid. Then of course Courage is just that, like ramped up to 10.
Muriel!
You make me look bad!
The things I do for love.
Yes. You're not perfect.
You're not perfect. And then he wakes up like, like screaming his fucking head off.
The episode with like the fucking evil hamsters or like rats or whatever. I think they like turned Muriel and Eustace into giant hamsters. They look disturbing as hell.
Yeah, that whole show was a fucking trip, but I mean, that's when Nice was kind of
serious
so
body
fun.
Horror.
Oh, like, what is it, the Nice Man, when he comes over? It's like
an
unknown relative.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that episode was crazy. Dude, there were so many fucking, like unnerving things in that show. And I think that's what makes it so memorable, because it was like, it had everything in it. Like, this is a show that had sad episodes, fucking hilarious episodes, creepy episodes, just episodes that had really good music for no fucking reason. The King Ramses episode, yeah, that enough.